Good morning. Welcome back to the Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is our second hour. If you're listening during the week or during the weekend on another station, one of our syndicated stations, and you want your questions answered, you can go ahead and go to our website, betterlawns.com, and you can send me a question there. We have really great listeners, Lizzie, and that listen all over the Southeast. And we even have you listening overseas. And so
we have the best listeners.
We do. Good morning or good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening to us on the planet. We love having you. And you can send us a garden question. And so I'm getting ready to announce a really big event. And so you got to stay tuned. Tell me what you're drinking for. You know, your breakfast this morning, listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. We'd love to hear from it. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. You can text at 23680. And we are going to go with our dirty word of the day. So let's listen to a little John Denver and get in the mood.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
This week, I had a wonderful listener who loves to garden. She is incredible. She suggested a word that she had to look up this week. And she said, Teresa, this would be a great word for dirty word of the day. And the word is sucker. And suckers are words for various kinds of shoots that grow from adventitious buds on the base of a tree or a shrub. Those little nodes, those little bumps that you see at the bottom of the base or up and down the stems, those are called adventitious buds. We'll talk about those on another dirty word of the day. And it's important. They grow from the buds on the base of a tree, and they're distinguished from shoots that grow from above the base of the tree. And so root sprouts and basal shoots of some ornamental plants are considered undesirable because the originating plant's energy is diverted to their growth rather than to the growth of the crown. So horticulturists, and including myself, recommend removing these suckers. And by tearing them, you can tear them off when they're newly green and very soft and flexible. You can tear them off, or you can cut them off with pruners. Okay, you can find suckers in most species, especially if they've been damaged by equipment such as weed whackers, lawnmowers, or pruners. Okay, be very careful with your lawn maintenance companies that they don't use a weed whacker around the base of a palm tree or a base of a tree, and they're just whacking the grass, but those little tips hit the bark or the base of the tree or the plant, and they damage it. That's not good. You'll see suckers happening then. And some of the more, but in other cases, the shrub may naturally produce a thicket of suckering stems. So sometimes it's a natural growth habit. So some of the more common species you will find suckers are on some fruit trees like Chickasaw plums, some native plants, fruiting trees like that, crepe myrtles. Okay, crepe myrtles are a shrub, basically. They're a large shrub. They're not one tall trunk tree that grows straight up. They're multiple trunks, and those suckers coming up are new growth. Citrus trees will also produce suckers below the base of the graft. And so whenever you have a grafted tree, you do want to remove those suckers. And sometimes the suckers have really long thorns on them, extremely long thorns on the suckers, not necessarily on the tree. And then also oak trees. If you mow over those surface roots, you can nick the roots and you'll start to see suckers coming up. And so it's important, if you're having trouble with a suckering tree, you can use a product from Monterey called Sucker Stopper. And this is available at most box stores, hardware stores, nurseries, and of course online. So a sucker stopper will stop or prevent those suckers from happening. And that's important. So you definitely want to remove them. And you don't want to use them, especially if they're on a grafted tree, to reproduce another. Okay, so on the graft of the citrus tree, that sucker would be coming from the sour rootstock. So it won't produce anything but sour oranges or whatever citrus it is. So it's important not to use those for propagation. So today's dirty word is sucker. And thank you to our listener, Tana, for the suggestion. I appreciate it. So we will have that up today on betterlawns.com if you'd like to see a picture of them.
Exactly.
Okay. So you can give us a call. We have an announcement coming up. Do you like to walk through gardens? I do. I love to walk through gardens. Would you like to experience a garden, but you don't know what the plants are? You don't know where to go see them? What's the best place to go for looking at beautiful flowers? Well, going to a garden event, that's nothing like anything else in the world. Well, if you don't know where to go, what to do, or how to create a garden of your dreams, you need inspiration. I'm about to check off another garden on my bouquet list, and I want you to go with me. And so we're going to be talking about that next from Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Driving a truck or bus is a very demanding job. It can keep you on the road for long periods and at night, which can affect your sleep quality. Sleep loss or fatigue can cause symptoms similar to impaired driving. Get enough sleep before you drive. Be aware of signs of fatigue, such as frequent yawning, heavy eyes, or blurred vision. Don't keep on trucking when you're tired. Take a break. Don't drive drowsy. For information, visit flhsmv.gov. Brought to you by the Florida Highway Patrol, Office of Commercial Vehicle Enforcement.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our... But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I am so excited. Lizzie and I were sitting here. We're watching the news and the Queen's, all the ceremonies and everything for the Queen's.
Yes.
And, you know, if you are thinking about that, this is a good time to go over there. The next year is going to have a lot of new things going on in England and the United Kingdom on the basis of King Charles III.
Wow, that's just so crazy to say.
Yeah, it is. So nowhere in the world is the passion for horticulture expressed more vividly than it is in Britain. I love English cottage gardens. I love estate gardens. And gardens have served as inspiration for painters, writers, and poets for centuries. And so from a great country estate to tiny inner city gardens, the British use every bit of property practically for go ahead and grow to their fullest advantage during their season. So we are going to go, I'm so excited, we are going to go on a tour of the best of English gardens, including the Chelsea Flower Show.
Oh, wow.
And so some of the sites that we're going to see, so we're going to be taking a small group. Okay, and I already announced this to a portion of my garden clubs and also my past tour groups, but we are starting to get really excited about this. So we're going to see England's most famous gardens during the month of May, which is a great time to be going to England. Color runs rampant, and we're going to be visiting the Royal Horticultural Society's Chelsea Flower Show. And this is one of the top flower shows to go in the world. And I'm very excited about that. We're also going to see the flagship garden at Wisley, Kiftsgates, and Hydecote Manor. And so royal schedules permitting, and this is where I'm getting a little excited, is that we're trying to see what's happening. It may change now with King Charles III. But we're also going to have a private tour at Highgrove. Now, that may mean that if he's in Buckingham Palace, we can go get in and see it. So that may change a little bit. But wouldn't that be exciting to go see that? We're also going to go see Christopher Lloyd's Gardens at the Great Dixter. And this is where all of the mixed borders and colorful garden theme and inspiration comes from. We're going to go see gardens that have these beautiful topiaries. We're also going to go to the Georgian city of Bath, where they have the spas, and visit to other gardens, including Sissinghurst, the Iford Manor, and Stourhead, which I love. So I've been there. I love to go. These are the big estate gardens. And so the full day at the Chelsea Flower Show, we're going to get in to see on a members-only day, so that the crowd will be smaller and we're going to have more free time there. Also, too, we're going to go have possibilities to go to the Tate Museum and the Museum of Garden History. So this is going to go on. It's going to be 10 days, 8 nights, Tuesday, May 16th through Thursday, May 25th, 2023. And I have information on my website. If you go to she-consulting.com, or just Google me, Teresa Watkins, and the three letters, S-H-E. Go to my website, and in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see the lines. Click on that and look at Backyard Garden Tours. It lists everything and our agenda, what we're going to be seeing. I'm very excited about this. We are also going to go, Lizzie, to where they filmed the Cloistered Abbey for Harry Potter movies.
Oh, that is super exciting.
So we're going to be going to ancient, these really incredible abbeys and gardens at the best time of the year. I'm going to walk through. I'm going to be geeking out. I'm just telling you right now, this is on my bucket list or bouquet list, as it may be. And I want you to come with me and we can just geek out together. So I'm very excited. We're going to be able to go to Windsor Castle, see Hampton Court. Very big schedule. Of course, we can put in a lot of time in 8 days. And I tell you, this year with the Queen passing, God bless her, and King Charles III, it's going to be an exciting year to go to England and visit all the beautiful gardens. We will also, too, I'm very excited about this, have the garden author extraordinaire, Jenny Rose Carey. She's going to meet us there, and she is going to join us and lead us through some of these beautiful gardens, and we're just going to have a great time. If you'd like more information, you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, or you can go to, let me pull this up here and give you the exact information, Art in Bloom Garden Tours. Art in Bloom Garden Tours. And that is all one word, garden, Art in Bloom Garden Tours.com. And Gwendy is our travel guide, and she will be able to give you more information. And since it's going to be such a small crowd, so that we can have intimate conversation, everybody can hear, everybody just gets to know each other. And we're going to have a great time, food and everything. All the hotels are included. So I'd like you to go. If you would like to give us a call right now, this is the best time to give us a call. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680. And we can talk about what's going on in your backyard. If you're having an issue, insect issues, disease issues. You know, again, this week I've seen a lot of fungal issues, but it happens from overwatering. And sometimes we just don't need to water that much. Check your ground, even if it's sandy soils. Properties around a lakefront, low-lying areas where you have rivers close by, you know, ephemeral, there you go. Ponds where it's low lying, you don't want to, you know, create more issues by watering. Even though it's Florida, we do get a lot of rainfall here. We don't need to, you know, add more.
Now, what if, okay, so mine is a raised bed on wheels so I can get it out of the rain, but say that you can't and it's on the ground. What do you suggest? Because if you're not watering it and you're already creating these problems with so much rain, and it doesn't seem like we're going to be stopping having rain anytime soon with us being mid, what is it, hurricane season?
At the end of November, really.
Okay, so what do you suggest we do? Can we tarp it? I mean, but it would be hard to tarp a garden, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't tarp it. I would just, you know, make sure that you have good drainage, especially in a raised bed. Make sure you have holes in the bottom of the raised bed.
Okay, so what about those that who have the garden on the ground?
Right. I would just, you know, make sure that you are not over adding organic amendments to it. So you want to have a good mixture where you have good drainage. And sometimes adding too much organic amendments can, you know, create a problem.
Okay.
So again, get a soil analysis of your regular ground so that you know what you're working with. And then that way it will tell you if you need to add organic amendments. You know, if you look at the citrus groves, they just grew in regular sand. Right. And they did wonderful because citrus doesn't like lots of water.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, it's important before you plant to figure out what you have. I will tell you, I thought of you when I saw the Seminole pumpkins growing on asphalt.
Mm. That's great. Thanks for bringing up that.
And I was going, you know, so the Seminole pumpkins, you could have a in the ground, but having it grow on cement or asphalt, and it will do just fine. And so it's interesting that, you know, you see that. But again, adding organic amendments may not be what you need. You may have good soil already. And when I say sandy soils, they're good. They have good drainage. We're actually really blessed in Florida that we don't have to dig up a lot of rocks and boulders and, you know, hard ground, you know, clay, hard pan to dig through. So if, you know, you've got sandy soils, it's not a bad thing. Don't worry about it. Okay, so we have, good morning. This is Carol. She's in Madison, Florida. Perfect text message, Carol. Thank you. When should she plant edamame? And so that is a little pea, and you can plant that when you plant tomatoes. That's a good rule of thumb. So right now is a good time to be planting it, and then you can plant it again in the springtime. All right, and so that's a really good question. Thank you, and I love it. Don't you love eating it? Hi, Teresa. Do the yellow Carolyn jasmine grow well in Central Florida? I only see the Asiatic and white Confederate jasmine in gardens. Yes, it does. The yellow one can do very well. It's called jessamine usually. And so, yeah, it does grow well. You just got to find it. Okay? Ask your nursery if you don't see it. Let's go to Lori in St. Cloud. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Hi, good morning. First, I want to thank you for a bunch of shows back. You were talking about moving the big palms away from your house, and I had one of those big ponytail ones.
Uh-huh.
And it was huge, and I got them moved, and they all survived. So thank you for that heads up.
Oh, you're welcome.
And my question today is I have a lot of plumerias, and I have some that I'd like to keep shorter and fuller. How do I do that without, like, disturbing or killing them? Can I just constantly be trimming them at a certain time of the year?
Yeah. As you know, you can just cut a piece of the branch off this stalk and just cut it and stick it in the ground and it's going to grow. So I
right.
would say that, you know, wait until after winter. Winter's probably going to do a lot of your pruning for you. Okay. In the February, right. March, you're going to cut it back or cut off any dead portions of it. And then go ahead and just cut it down to the height you want and just do that every year.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
I just didn't want to, like, destroy them by constantly cutting it. So
well, I wouldn't
so
constantly
much.
Cut it. I would keep the stem, the branch, you know, the segment that you're growing it in. I would just keep mm-hmm. that cut at, like, 3 foot high.
Okay.
Okay, and
right.
then let it grow the whole year, and then the following year, just cut it back down to 3 feet and let it come back out again.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lori. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I appreciate that. And so we're good? Okay. We're going to be taking your calls, 1-888-455-2967, or we can text 23680. I have some emails that I'm going to be answering. Love to hear from you. Tell us what you're doing, what you're growing. We'd love to hear from you. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. you can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I just announced my 2023 trip to the best English gardens in the United Kingdom, and also getting a chance to go to the Royal Horticultural Society Chelsea Flower Show. One of the places we're going to be visiting is called the Arford Manor, and it's rated as one of the 20 most beautiful villages in the UK and Ireland.
Nice.
By the Condé Nast Traveler. And so the people are calling me and texting me.
You're so popular.
When it goes off in church, it's not a good thing. And so it's best known for its gardens, Arford. It's designated Grade 1 in the National Registry of Historic Parks and Gardens by Historic England. And so it is just incredible. It has elements of cypress, statues, hedges, water features, and walkways. And once we go there, it's close to Bath. And these are the original Roman baths, the best preserved Roman remains in Britain. So it's just going to be so inspiring. And I'm going to come back with such great ideas, but I'd like to share that with people and have someone go with me and say, okay, Teresa, what's this? What's this? Will this grow in Florida? Will this not grow in Florida? And, you know, we can do that all along the whole way. So that is going to be on May, let me get this right, May 16th through the 25th, 2023, 10 days, 8 nights. And I think it's going to be very poignant and special to go this year, especially having a King of England and the possibilities of getting to go to his Highgrove estate.
Yeah, and I was looking at the website of the actual event, and they have the shape of the head of the queen done out of flowers. So I don't know if that was prior to her passing or if that was like a logo that they were using or whatnot. But I can't imagine a king being put on there with those beautiful flowers.
Oh,
so
wait,
she had a beautiful face.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm sure. Exactly right.
It's going to happen. 1-888-455-2967. Or if you're in the garden area and you just want to text, if you're sitting there nicely and just want to text us, you can do that too as well. And so what kind of bulbs can you be planting right now? We're going into the fall, but you know, Florida's really unique. We have the ability to plant bulbs year round for a lot of our species. So African irises, they are, you know, you don't think of them as being bulbs, but they are.
Okay.
And so those can be planted now. Lily of the Niles, amaryllis. And so up north, if you're from up north and you grow amaryllis in a pot for Christmas or Thanksgiving or New Year's, or you get one for your birthday. And here in Florida, we can just put them in the ground and we do not have to take them up and dig them up and store them every year. So they just grow right in the ground, and mine were beautiful this year. I had probably 35 of them come up, and they were just all multiple bloomers. It just was gorgeous. Now, blackberry lilies we can be planting. And you know what's my favorite about blackberry lilies is? I'm a redhead, and I'm kind of partial to freckles. And blackberry lilies have an orange flower with these burgundy freckles, and they look so beautiful. Butterflies love them. They're a really easy plant to grow. Bulbines, which are a succulent bulb, and those do very well here in Florida. They're yellow and they're orange. Calla lilies, crinums. Crinums are good if you have wet areas, and they can grow practically right in the water. So crinum lilies are good for lakefront homes. Crocosmia. Crocosmias are gorgeous. I love them. I first saw them in Paisley, Scotland, and I said, oh my goodness, we can grow these here in Zone 9. Let's see who this is. Barbara in Ormond Beach. Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have a very large plumeria that has developed a disease under the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn brown and fall off. And I was wondering what's the best thing to take care of that.
Okay. So this disease, it sounds like it's kind of like a rust. And
yes.
How mm-hmm. often do they get watered?
Well, they've been getting watered mostly with the rain because I turn my sprinklers off. But other than that, they get watered twice a week.
Okay, so that's very good. I'm glad you turned your sprinklers off. And you're right. With the rain, they are going to get it. So here's what you do. It's not going to kill it. The leaves are just going to fall off. And we're getting into that season anyway. But you want to have a good, healthy plant. Next year, and you can do this even now because we've got some still warm temperatures for a couple of months. Go ahead and spray the plant with a fungicide. Okay, any horticultural fungicide that you can get at the nurseries, then that.
Okay.
Okay. And what that's going to do is it's going to prevent it from getting it. Okay. Because you get it, you can't cure it. So it just, the leaves are just, it's just going to be there always. So you want to prevent it. So before the rainy season next year in May, go ahead and spray your plumeria with a fungicide. Follow the label. You don't want to do too much. And so that will prevent it from getting the disease issues over the summertime. And you may have to do it like midsummer too as well.
Okay.
Okay? But right now you can go ahead and spray it now. How often do you fertilize it?
Once a year.
Yeah, I would kind of up that. Okay, so anything that has flowers or fruit that's younger than 7 years, that gets disease issues, insect issues, and just isn't growing the way you want it, you want to fertilize on a regular basis. And so I would just use a slow-release fertilizer and just put it out every 3 to 4 months or whatever the label is. If it's 6 months, you know, put that out. And that's going to give it the nutrition it needs to be stronger.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barbara, for calling. I appreciate you listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And so great call. And that's important. So fertilizing, I equate with vitamins. And we take vitamins on a daily basis because we don't know when our body needs boron and manganese and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. It's the same way with plants. You know, get a soil analysis, find out what kind of soil you have, what kind of nutrition is there, and then follow the recommendations for fertilizing. You want to fertilize flowers and plants and fruit trees on a regular basis. They need that for the energy. And so we definitely want to do that. So, you know, give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Too many people buy the lie. If I do enough, then I'll be good enough. They try to earn their way to heaven, but the truth is, we're never good enough. For the Bible says we have to be perfect to enter into heaven. Good luck with that. But good news, Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. So when we accept Him, we are made right with God. Then our lives begin to change. Our hearts are transformed. Our desires begin to line up with God's. We have an inner want to because of the grace that we've received, and God's Spirit empowers us to do so. The truth is simple. No matter what your past, your pain, or your doubts, God's love offers us peace. His grace offers us a fresh start. His forgiveness frees us from past sin and shame. Knowing God's heart changes our hearts. The greatest miracle in life is a transformed heart through Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple to understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-925-1522.
That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-925-1522. That's 800-925-1522.
Sponsored by Annuity General, producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. There's still time for your phone call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. I want to remind everyone, in the first hour, we listened to Dr. Brian Unruh with the West Florida Research and Turf Center and Education Center. And there is a remarkable day coming up, opportunity for everyone on October 5th. This is for all professional landscapers and maintenance companies, pesticide companies, but also homeowners. And if you have questions about your turf, if you're new to Florida, this is a great event that is open to everyone, master gardeners and homeowners too as well. It's an opportunity for you to talk to the actual scientists doing the research, and that's October 5th. You can go to turfufl.edu is the website, T-U-R-F-E-D-U, yes, turfufl.edu. There you go.
There you go.
And I'm also going to post it on our Facebook page for the information, but Citra is only an hour and a half away from Central Florida. So it's a great opportunity to go. It's not that far away. You'll have a good time. You'll also learn a lot. And they're providing lunch. And you can't beat that. They provide great lunches.
I can only imagine.
Also, too, so just look for that. And I'm going to post it on our Facebook page. We're going to, for the trip in May 2023, love everyone to come with us. We're going to Sissinghurst. Now, during this trip, I'm going to check off about 7 of my bouquet list, and that's spelled B-U-C-K-E-T, my checkoff for my gardens to see around the world, and I'm going to be able to check off about 7 famous gardens during this trip that you're going to want to go with me on. And so the Sissinghurst Garden was created by Vida Sackville-West. She was a poet and a writer, and her husband, Harold Nicholson, who was an author and a diplomat. And they transformed a farmstead of squalor and slovenly disorder, sounds like a lot of yards I see in Florida, right? Into one of the world's most influential gardens. They created 10 gardens spread over 6 acres. And so Harold was a classicist when he was in designing these gardens. He utilized the walls and buildings that were already in place, while Vida, she devised the inspired planting schemes that are so popular around the world today. So she is an inspiration. And it is, Sissinghurst is one of the most famous gardens in England. So this opportunity, especially with the, you know, this week's events, is going to make this trip so special. And I am looking forward to it. So let's go to... Well, we had a caller.
Yes, we had Alice from Melbourne.
Uh-huh.
She called in. She has roses. Now, right. On the leaves, she said that there are some yellow spots mm-hmm. on them, mm-hmm. and she's not sure what is causing that.
Yes, and so yellow spots on roses are a good indication whether they've got a disease issue, but it could be black spot, and it could be from the rain and overhead irrigation. You never want to water roses overhead. You always want to water them from the ground, the roots, because roots are the only thing that absorb water. Oh. Well, watering overhead is not good, recommended anytime. All right. And so, but you can't help it with the rain. So I would recommend a BioAdvance 3-in-1 rose, which has fertilizer, it has disease control, and it has insect control for the roses.
So what was that again?
BioAdvance 3-in-1. And you can find that in most nurseries and garden centers, garden departments. And so you can find it very easy. Put that down. It's a systemic, and it will last, and you won't have the black spot. So you want to make sure that you're picking up all the leaves that fall down on the ground, because that's how it's carried.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, what if she was wanting to cut them back? Is this the time to cut them back?
She can cut. Roses bloom when you prune them more. But if you have buds on your roses, don't cut them back. Wait till after they bloom. Cut them every time after roses bloom, and they'll be just fine.
Okay.
All right? We have some great questions here. Will CEUs be available for the UFL Turf Day, Field Day? Yes, they will. All right? So that's a really good way to get your CEUs if you're a professional landscaper, maintenance company, pesticide applicator. This is going to be a wonderful event. But what I love about it, it's also an opportunity for homeowners to go and talk to the actual scientist, find out how to take care of your particular yard. You're going to learn so much. It's got different programs in it, and I always found them because when I taught with the University of Florida, I always appreciated learning the latest information because science changes. And so you're going to learn the latest information and go to that. How do we find you in Facebook? You can find me in Facebook. You can go to Teresa Watkins FL, and that's my personal Facebook page where I post all my pictures of gardens and places that I visit and all kinds of fun stuff. But you can also go to just put into the search Better Lawns. Okay, Better Lawns and Gardens, and you will see Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins, and you click on that page. So do a search on Facebook, Better Lawns and Gardens, and click on that page. All right?
Sounds good.
That's good. So what can we be planting for flowers right now? Oh, so many different things right now. You can just go in the garden centers and see them. But what I would like to impress upon you is that you want to have a diverse landscape. You don't want a cookie cutter landscape. You don't want a landscape like everybody else's. You can pick different shrubs. You can pick different trees. You can pick more trees and more shrubs, not to overplant, but to have different species. And you can have natives and you can have non-natives. What I like to do is I like to have a theme. Do you want a Mediterranean garden? Do you want a Spanish garden? Do you want a beachside garden? You know, you can do a Key West garden. You can have a English formal garden. You can have a natural woodland wildflower meadow garden. It just depends on your site. I would say as a landscape designer, it depends. You want it to match your home. You don't want to, you know, if you have a two-story blue colonial home with white columns, you don't necessarily want to do, you know, a red or an orange type of flower, unless you're a gator. Blue and orange go really good together.
There you go.
Okay, but I've designed several gator gardens.
Oh, I bet you have.
And so, you know, I would take into your house consideration what is your passion? What is going to make you get out there and weed like John? Okay, because if it's really hot out there, you're not going to go out there and do that. So what is your passion? What do you want to provide to the environment? Do you want to attract wildlife? And do you want to attract pollinators? Then you're going to want to put in native plants and plants that have lots of pollen. And so you can do that. If you have want to do an edible landscape, do you want to have a vegetable garden? This is the beauty of living here in Florida. You can have it all. You just have to determine where you are going to plant it.
This is true.
Okay. And so we have, you know, you can plant it above the ground, in pots, in containers, you know, overhead hanging in baskets. You can do it in a greenhouse, and you can, you know, plant in the ground. So just a little bit. So, you know, getting out there and gardening, it's good exercise. It's good for your soul. It's good for your spirit, especially in these stressed out times. You know, going out and digging in the dirt is worth so much. It improves your pheromones and your adrenaline.
And you know what else is good for your soul? That's right. If you guys are a Gator fan, we are taking on Kentucky at the Swamp. The pregame starts at 4. This is the first SEC champion, well, not champion, matchup. It'll be a champion, I can promise you. I'm excited, and you can catch that all here on WFLAOrlando.com. Go to our website, download the free iHeartRadio app. Oh, so excited. I love Gator football.
That's great. If you'd like to find out more about the Best of English Gardens tours with me, we're taking a very small group so that we can all just talk and have a great time and geek out at gardens and take beautiful photographs and come home with lots of inspiration. And we get to go to the one and only Royal Horticultural Society Chelsea Flower Show. You can go to my website, she-consulting.com, to email me, or betterlawns.com and ask your gardening questions. We'd like to thank Dr. Brian Unruh for coming on today. We really do appreciate it. I'm going to be posting on Facebook about it. We love knowing that everyone out there is gardening and listening. Lizzie, thank you so much for all your work. I really appreciate it. And we're just going to have, we're getting ready into fall. Fall is almost here. And we do have fall color. Just so you know, I'm going to be posting pictures of all the fall color in Florida on our Facebook page. You'll want to look at that and let you know where you can see some fall color. Also, too, let's see. I think I did everything. Did I do everything?
Let's thank our listeners for being the most stupendous listeners that are out there. Not only do they text perfectly with the name and their location, they also email you perfect pictures.
They do. We love that. Want to say a big shout out to Tom and Joni. Thank you so much. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, makers of mosquito bits and dunks and year-round oil spray, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Driving a truck or bus is a very demanding job. It can keep you on the road for long periods and at night, which can affect your sleep quality. Sleep loss or fatigue can cause symptoms similar to impaired driving. Get enough sleep before you drive. Be aware of signs of fatigue, such as frequent yawning, heavy eyes, or blurred vision. Don't keep on trucking when you're tired. Take a break. Don't drive drowsy. For information, visit flhsmv.gov. Brought to you by the Florida Highway Patrol, Office of Commercial Vehicle Enforcement.